How many of you ever rant? Come on, rant. I didn't look up a definition of rant, but I think that rants are, in many ways, just unfair. I mean, they're you pouring out what's really eating at you, and they're usually offensive to someone, and they usually bother someone else, and I'm going to rant this morning. Now, let me qualify even further by making it confusing. Is this rant directed directly at? Hey, I directed directly. Is it directed directly at St. Paul's or anyone in St. Paul's? Not necessarily, and not necessarily not. Is it directed at Christianity as a whole? Yeah, not necessarily, not necessarily not. Are you going to be able to tell the difference? Well, if you can and it makes you angry, that's probably the thing that was directed at the place where it most is going to cause offense to you. So, just qualify that, and if you're angry at me, okay, please give me a break, I'm ranting. There we go. This is my perception of a large amount of people who claim to be Christian. These are absolutely the kinds of ideas I hear from their mouths, their social networking posts, and their politics. Are you ready? Fasten seatbelts, please. Get off my lawn. That's my stuff. How dare you say that about me? You can't have that because you're less than I am. If you have that, then I won't think what I have is special. Your kind of love, that's not acceptable. You're persecuting me because you're denying me my right to persecute you. Yeah, that one gets to me. My religion is the best one. Yours is inferior. We shouldn't have a pad shelter because our kids might see them here when they go to school. My beliefs are the only ones that are valid. Your ideas aren't really worthwhile at all. And even, I'm just better than you are. And it makes me sick. I know it's not all Christians. I wish it wasn't most. And it probably isn't most. It's just so loud. And I don't want to be associated with any of that poison. Like statements like this. They're in the country illegally, and that's all there is to it. If a law is unjust, then working to overturn, protest, or even breaking said law is really the only moral choice to make. And in today's Bible reading, Jesus noticed a woman who was unable to stand up straight for 18 years. And he knew the rules of conduct for what was allowed and what was not allowed on the Sabbath day. And Jesus still healed the woman. What he did was against the very detailed rule structure, the laws relating to the Sabbath. So Jesus absolutely was a lawbreaker. And shouldn't that be the end of it? No more debate about anything else related. Jesus broke the law and it was wrong, right? Yeah, wrong. You hypocrites! Do not each of you on the Sabbath untie his ox or his donkey from the manger and lead it away to give it water? And ought not this woman, a daughter of Abraham, whom Satan bound for 18 long years, be set free from this bondage on the Sabbath day? The Bible verse ends with people celebrating the wonderful things that Jesus was doing. It doesn't talk about the plotting that was continually going on because Jesus was doing the things that were irking the church leaders. Folks, we cannot be about get off my lawn. We can't be about that's my stuff, or how dare you say that about me. Can't be about you can't have that because you're less than I am, or if you have that, then what I have won't be as special. We can't be about your love is not acceptable, or you're persecuting me because you're denying me my right to persecute you. We can't be about my religion is the best one and yours is inferior. We can't be about you can't have a pad shelter here because kids might see homeless people. Can't be about my beliefs are the only ones that are valid and yours aren't really worthwhile. And we cannot be about I'm better than you are. Jesus called out the leader of the synagogue on hypocrisy. It was better to do good than to do harm by following the law in this case. Jesus would have been doing harm when he could have been doing good. See, there are things about being, well, first, there are things about being a Christian, but maybe even more than that, there are things about being human that are diametrically opposed to being unchristian, being inhuman. Let me give you an example. Get off my lawn is diametrically opposed to come stay on my lawn. That's my stuff. Is diametrically opposed to, I have enough, I'm going to share. Your love isn't acceptable is diametrically opposed to, let's celebrate love. My religion is the best one, yours is inferior, is diametrically opposed to, let me learn from you, let's see what we have in common, and let's discuss the things that we don't agree on. Selfishness and entitlement are diametrically opposed to generosity and abundance for all. Which ones? You got selfishness and entitlement and then generosity and abundance. Which ones do you think more align with Christian values? You ever heard this one from Micah? Micah 6:8. It's some rules. It's some instructions. It's good instructions. It says, seek justice, love kindness, and walk humbly with God. Seek justice, love kindness, and walk humbly with God. It's pretty straightforward. You know, if you do this, you're not going to be diametrically opposed to all of the other stuff. So let's take the list, my rant list. What we can't be about statements and make them into something positive like bring dinner to or give a ride to or become friends with an undocumented immigrant. And yes, I said undocumented immigrant, and I know that there's a debate over illegal alien versus undocumented immigrant, and it's one of the things that makes me sick because a person is a person. And I know you might disagree with me, but oh my goodness. Make friends with an undocumented immigrant. Make friends with a person. Quit making their status in the country the thing that's more important than their humanity. Collect some of your best stuff and give it to a charity that will use it to help those who don't have enough. I think you have enough stuff. We all have closets full of stuff, and we can take some of our best stuff and still have plenty of stuff. Have a cup of coffee and a chat with someone you consider to be your adversary. I do not agree with you on everything. Let's have coffee. Starbucks. Invite a same-sex couple to dinner. Ask them how they met. Ask them about their struggles. You're going to be surprised. Oh, couples have great stories to tell and great struggles to live through. Doesn't matter. Couples just have that. make friends with a Muslim. And don't stop there. You can go into larger avenues. When you see injustice, speak out. Do something about it. You can speak out right there. You can speak out with a letter. You can speak out by showing up to protests. You can speak out like I do. Some of you have seen me in the newspapers earlier this summer, and it was related to marriage equality. And I showed up in my robe and in my stole, and I knew that when I got there that there were going to be cameras, and they were going to focus on the people that were sort of out of place and the side that they were protesting. And so my picture was all over the paper, and I got interviewed. And I caused some people, actually some anger here. Stand up in the face of injustice. Volunteer at the hospital. How about that? That's even easy. It takes some time. Or be a voice of reason and kindness in a world that's too filled with fear and rage. So filled with fear and rage. So folks, we do a lot of good, and we have to continue to be a people who do good, a people who seek justice, love kindness, and walk humbly. We have to do our best not to be hypocrites. Amen.